This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply. USAA.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you, but if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Welcome to the Coach JV Podcast. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Today, I want to talk about authenticity. I talk about it a lot. It's something that has been an embodiment of my truth, specifically since I started going to Peru in 2019. And as I keep going on these journeys, or as I get older in wisdom, in human design, I'm going through what's called my Chiron return. And I'm working to constantly look at myself and ask myself, am I truly being authentic? So let's look at the definition of authentic. So we say that all the time, and I believe authenticity is the new currency, okay? Not false or copied, genuine, real, an authentic, an antique, right? So it's not false or copied, genuine or real. So let's go back to the origin of being a child, right? So you're in the womb, you're in the matrix, you come into this world. From birth to 8 years old, you have a subconscious mind. So you're being programmed, right? So you come into this world. I really think that when we come into this world, that to get in the kingdom of heaven is be like these little children. I feel like that you're so close to source and it's like you're knowing, right? Like you know everything. And then we as adults reprogram the already perfect computer system, right? So for example, who I am today feels authentic to me, if that makes sense. And how do I judge if it feels authentic? Because I wake up excited, ecstatic to do my job. I wake up so grateful to be around my children. I love the content that I do. Like everything feels easy to me. It feels like because I'm just expressing what I love to do. When I'm speaking, you know, my videos are authentic. I don't edit my videos and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like, it's just, it feels fun to me. Life feels fun. That to me, that's authenticity. But when I used to try to copy other people, it felt very false. It felt very negative. It felt like I was trying really, really hard. And I see that a lot as people grow. And that let's just talk about myself. I'm not going to judge anybody else. But is that I saw that in myself, is that when I got into being a creator, the word influencer, I think they call it creators now, or social media influencer, whatever it is. But I used to look at other people, and I still look at other content creators to get ideas on how they're expressing their authenticity through media, right? So, I mean, it's not that I don't look at other people, and we plagiarize ideas, right? For example, like I copied Gary Vee's flipping strategy, right? And I did that for myself. That's copying an activity, but it's not, I'm truly authentic in that activity, right? So it's like, it's when you're looking at someone else's content, or you're looking at someone else's life and you're copying the life that they have versus looking at them as a role model and a guide, but being truly authentic yourself in that. Does that make sense? So it's like I found that when I finally stopped trying to be somebody and I became, when I was trying to be somebody, nobody saw me. When I became myself, everybody found me, right? And truthfully and honestly, I don't even like, I used to be like, I would post. I'm like, oh, did that one get views? I just post now. I'm just posting every day. We post multiple times a day. We're actually going to ramp up our content and I'm ready to go fully. We're going full bore on media and we're going to quadruple, we'll probably triple our content. And I'm very, feel very good about that because it's just my authentic self just going out there into the universe. Right. And as I get older and I gain wisdom, I'm becoming more authentic in my truth. And I'm just saying what I mean. If I don't want to be in a relationship with something or someone or anything, I'm just like, no, I'm not doing this. We're just not doing this. Like, it's just, I'm being, instead of just sitting there and dragging it out, it's like, no, this doesn't align with where I'm currently going. And people don't have to agree with that, nor do they have to agree with having me in their timeline. Right. But remember, authenticity is not false or copied. There's only one version of you. Right. And many people go to their grave and never find who they truly are. And how do you do that? By testing yourself, by not playing life safe, by going out there and going after your dreams, by doing the things that you love, by stepping up and speaking your truth. First, they're going to judge you. Then they're going to respect you. Then they're going to follow you. Some people will abandon you. So my recommendation is to truly work to become authentically you. And it's scary. It's really scary because, well, I went back to the child part of it. As you're getting programmed as a child, right? Get some water. So we come from the great I am, and then we become the created I am, right? Our parents, our grandparents, and they put, you know, some's good programming and some is traumatic programming, right? And I feel like at this age, what I feel like is happening is I'm re-remembering who I've always been versus trying to figure out who I am. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not trying to find something. I'm not trying to figure out something or become something. I'm re-remembering who I am. And as I re-remember who I am, life gets more intriguing and more exciting and more abundant and more fulfillment and more enjoyment. Now, it doesn't mean that I still don't go through a lot of crazy shit within my life. It's less frequent, definitely, definitely less frequent. When I was operating out of a lack of authenticity, my God, it was like constant chaos in my life. But now there is blips of it, but they're very easily managed through because I just stay within my authenticity. And the person's either going to mirror you or reject you. It's that simple. So if you stay true to your authenticity, no matter what happens in someone else's paradigm, and you stay true to that, and my truth is unconditional love, gratitude, and treating others as I want to be treated, pulling the log out of my eye before I pull the straw out of others. So I work really hard not to judge other people. Like, I had so many opinions on what people were saying left and right. And, you know, it's like, and I had so much stuff that I wanted to post on my Twitter about what was happening, but it's irrelevant. It was completely irrelevant. All I wanted to say, you know, I shared my opinion, I guess, you know, we need God back in our country. So that could offend people, I guess. So that's kind of, but I wasn't doing stuff to trigger people. I wasn't saying stuff to be like, my opinion is right. I was like, we're godless. Well, I guess that it kind of is. So I'm talking out of two sides of my ass right now, but trying to justify it. Basically just said, God bless, you know, God protect our country, you know, stuff like that. So who knows? But what I mean by that is, I don't mean to talk out of two sides of my ass, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm no longer, like, I'll do a tweet and then I'll just delete it. Cause I'm just like, why your intentions are to trigger other people. That's what your intentions are, JV. And that's just wisdom and maturity for me. Like, I had so many things I wanted to say about this thing that happened with the attempted assassination. Right. But it was like, those are your own thought. That's your own thought process on what you think is happening. And you're trying to convince other people when nobody really cares. Nobody really cares. We're all just throwing our opinion out there and everybody's just scrolling through it, you know, but it's like, we'd love to be triggered. Right. And it's almost like, what are my intentions in that? My intentions are to trigger other people. And so why am I doing it? Right. And that to me represents authenticity, because in my authenticity, I don't need to trigger another person to feel better. My old self did, though, just being completely honest and transparent. My old self, even a year ago, 3 years ago, you know, I'd put, you know, tweets out there to try to, you know, oh, maybe this person will understand what I'm saying. And it's like, I don't do that shit anymore. It's like, I used to, honestly. And that's what I mean by it. That there we go. So I'm not talking out of two sides of my ass. It's like my tweets are genuinely from good intentions, from my heart and what I believe. Not anything in my paradigm that I'm putting out there is to trigger somebody or to intentionally get someone to respond. My old self would do that. 100% would do that. Oh, I know this person's going to read this, or this is going to do this, or somebody would do something. I'd put like a subliminal tweet out there. And it's like, that to me is growth for me and maturity for me as a person, right? And so that's authenticity to me. Like, now I'm standing my authentic truth, so I don't need to trigger somebody else to make myself feel better, because I authentically know how I feel, and that's all that matters within my current reality, right? Because if I know how I feel and I know who I am and I'm truly authentic, then I'll attract the things that I need. So I just wanted to bring up authenticity and go deeper into it and my thought process around it, because I truly feel that if you operate with gratitude, unconditional love, and you pull a log out of your eye before you pull the straw to others, I think you'll do pretty damn well in life. So I appreciate you guys. I love you. As we always say, warriors, rise. It's time to redefine your integrity.
The great visionary leader of India, Mahatma Gandhi, said, "It is health that is real wealth and not pieces of gold and silver." Listen to the Healthy Grocer radio show on your favorite podcast platform. We know that health is our greatest wealth, and we will be discussing all aspects of natural healing. Explore everything from supplements, superfoods, and healthy lifestyle choices to help conquer stress and boost productivity. Top industry experts and natural health professionals join us for a deep dive into our healing journey. You can find the Healthy Grocer radio show on demand every day, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And remember, health is your greatest wealth.